This is HPR episode 1884 entitled, Some More Bash Tips, and is part of the series, Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Dave Morris, and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, some information about race expansion in Bash that you might not know.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everybody, this is Dave Morris. I've got a show today for you about Bash, and I've called it Some More Bash Tips. I did one earlier, a month or so back, perhaps, on similar subject. Today I'm going to be talking about the expansion of things within Bash. I talked about parameter expansion back in episode 1684, and that was all about how Bash variables could be used and checked and edited and all sorts of stuff like that. That seemed to be quite useful for people. I'm hoping this one might also be. So there's many sorts of expansions within Bash. There's a whole section of the manual page about it. And I'll probably cover some more of them at another stage. But today I'm going to be talking about brace expansion. And I've put some extracts from the man page into the notes for reference. I've got very short notes on the main page with some longer notes that you can get to from it. So in brace expansion, an expression which is enclosed in braces is expanded. The expression can really be two main sorts. It can be a list of comma-separated strings, or what's known as a sequence expression. So the comma-separated string option is simply a series of letters in braces. So I've got my first example shows this. Now, just as an aside, what I've done is, in many cases, I've put the example of what you could type on the command line, and then I followed that with what you'd get back, and I've indicated the return stuff with a hyphen greater than, like an arrow, just to make it clear that that's what it is. So my example consists of an echo statement followed by space and then the letter C, open curly brace, A, comma E, comma I, comma O, comma U, close brace, T. So what that's saying is the letters C and T are to be is to have interpolated between them all of these letters. And what you get is not just C-A-E-I-O-U-T, but C-A-T, then C-E-T, then C-I-T, then C-O-T, and C-U-T. So there are five individual words output by the echo, and each one with a different consonant in between, vowel in between. If you were to do this in between quotes, often the argument to echo is quoted so that the shell doesn't mess it up. But in this particular case, you want the shell to get access to it. So putting quotes around it, you just get it back in exactly the same form as you typed it in the first instance. There's an example showing how putting double quotes around this string would achieve nothing other than to echo it back to you. The strings you can have in this comma-separated string form can be any length, certainly be longer than a single character. So I've shown an example where I've used echo followed by double-quoted vertical bar followed by an open brace, then the words cow, comma, pig, comma, sheep, close brace, then another quoted vertical bar, and what you get back is the words cow, pig and sheep, each one enclosed in vertical bars. I had to quote the vertical bars because they mean something to the shell, and in this particular case we're hiding them from the shell. And the next form of brace expansion is the so-called sequence expression, and in this case in the braces you put what's referred to as a range. So that would be x dot dot y, where x and y represent numbers, say. So I've given an example here, echo space open brace 0.5 close brace, and what gets returned is all the numbers 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what it's doing is simply incrementing through that range, returning each value. There's an optional third part to this sequence expression, which I've shown as x dot dot y dot dot incr, I-N-C-R. Incr part, increment, is a positive or negative integer, which indicates the size of the steps to be used between x and y. So my example is echo space open brace 0 dot dot 100 dot dot 10. So what that's saying is start at 0 and then count up to 100, but do it in steps of 10. So what I get back is 0 space 10 space 20, etc., all the way up to 100. I could also write in the braces 100 dot dot 0 dot dot minus 10. So in other words, start at 100, go down to 0 in steps of minus 10. So not too surprisingly, what you get back from that is 100 space 90 space 80, etc., etc., all the way back down to 0. Another interesting feature of this is that if either of the values, x and y in my example, begin with a leading 0, then the leading zeros are maintained to make sure that the resulting numbers are of the same width. So if you, in my example, I've got open brace 000 dot dot 100 dot dot 10, and that starts counting with 000 followed by 010 and so on, all with leading zeros up to 100. So that's quite useful. Interestingly as well, the X and Y parts can also be single characters with an optional numeric increment. So if you were to put echo space open brace A dot dot J close brace, you would get the letters A space B C D E and all the way up to J. So it's working through that range of letters in the current alphabet. If you were to change that expression to echo space open brace A dot dot J dot dot 2 close brace, what that's saying is go in steps of two letters, so that would be A, C, E, G, I, so it's missing B and D and so on. You can also go backwards through the letters, so in my next example in the curly braces, it starts with Z dot dot T dot dot minus 2. So that starts printing out a Z space X space V space T. So what would you use this for? Well, it's often used when what you're trying to do is to specify file names, which you might use in commands where you need to provide multiple file names to it. So I've got an example where, imagine there's a directory containing image files which perhaps are interspersed with other files, and you want to just look at the image files with an ls command. So you might type ls space minus l space, and I've assumed that the directory is tilde slash pictures, and then slash star dot curly bracket curly brace jpg comma png close brace. So that will return all of the, it's specifically requesting all of the files which either end in JPG or PNG. Another example is you might be wanting to grep a series of log files for a particular string, but you've got a directory containing a lot of log files where in the name of the file is the date, and you want to restrict yourself to a certain range of days. So in my example, I've got grep double quotes up arrow reset close quotes what that's saying is grep for the word reset, but starting at the beginning of a line. Then space minus capital A 7, that means show me the 7 lines after the line that you hit, including that line. And then the files are specified here as logs, L-O-G-S, that's the directory containing the log files, / star 201509, so that's part of the date I'm after. Then brace, open brace, 01 dot dot 13, close brace, star dot log. So assume that the names can start with something or other. They contain a date, and I'm just interested in the dates in September, the 1st to the 13th of September. And so I'm extracting those particular dates from the list of files. And you noticed I used 01, so that will maintain the 0 for the 02, 03, etc., which will be part of the file name because leading zeros will have been added by whatever created the dates. So there's a good use for that thing we looked at earlier. It's also a useful way to generate sequences in a loop. So you might write the bash loop for space I space in space, then open brace 0 dot dot 10, close brace, semicolon, do, and then you'd have a statement. And in my case, I've just got an echo space dollar I, so print out the value of I, semicolon, space, done. That's a one-line loop. And that will just iterate through the values 0 to 10, printing them out one after the other on a separate line. That's a fairly empty example, but you get the point. In that loop, you could easily be generating numbers for whatever purpose you had. And that's quite a useful thing to do. My last example is a little more complicated. I was recently experimenting with the printf command, which is a separate program within Bash. And it takes an argument. It's for printing stuff out, and it takes usually a string argument containing percent character sequences which represent how it is to print various things out. And so I was experimenting with this, and I ended up with some statements I've shown here as an example. And what I did was, there's actually 3 statements on the line here, so it's a bit complex to read out, but bear with me. So the first statement is echo space minus n, and then in quotes a greater than sign. And the minus n means don't put out a new line at the end of the echo. So echo by default prints out a new line after it's printed something. Okay. Then that's followed by printf space, then in quotes percent %b, then space, then the argument to the printf. And what I've got here is double quotes / / x double quote open brace 20 dot dot 29 close brace semicolon. Then the final statement is echo again space, and then in double quotes a less than sign. So what that's going to do is it's going to echo on the output line a greater than sign, just as a marker, followed by whatever the printf generates, followed by a less than sign. So the whole lot that's printed out by printf is enclosed in those marks to make it clearer where they are, because some of the characters might not be printable. That's the reason. And the expression, the brace expression with a range 20 dot dot 29 is actually generating the numbers 20 to 29, but on the front of each one it's putting a / x. And what that means is this expression is a hex number. So, and the percent %b argument to printf takes a hex number as its argument and puts out the character that corresponds to it. So what this does is it prints out the character represented by hex 20, which is a space, followed by the character represented by hex 21, which is an exclamation mark, and so on and so on and so on. This is in ASCII, of course. So that was just experimenting with what this percent %b does, and because it's a little bit complicated, but I was trying to use it in a script. So just to show you the sort of things that you can do with this. Now, I thought I would add into this the fact that there is a command within Bash, SEQ, which can do quite a lot of what the Bash brace expansion stuff, the sequence stuff, can do. And it can do a few things more. I've included a copy of the manual page for it in the notes, just so in case you didn't know about it, you can refer to it. So what it does is it takes a series of numbers and treats them as floating point values. So it takes a format for the way in which things are to be represented. So my example is SEQ space minus F, lowercase f, space, then in quotes, %0.1f, close quote, space, minus s, followed by a quoted space, space, 0, space, 2.5, space, 10. And what that's saying is generate me the floating point numbers using the notation represented by 0.1f. That is, whatever length the number needs, but with one decimal place, and print them out starting from 0, going in steps of 2.5 up to 10. So that's actually quite powerful, and the answer you get, the result you get, is a list of numbers 0.0, 2.5, 5.0, 7.5, and 10.0. So there's not much else that can do that, and that's quite a powerful thing. However, unlike the brace expansion stuff, it can't generate letter sequences. It's not really for the same thing. It's the equivalent of the sequence expression in brace expansion. Right, I'm going to leave it there and come back to this subject next time I do one of these. So hope you found that useful. Okay, bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.